Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to get you informed on, well, some exciting new stuff happening. Today, we're diving into something most of us bump into eventually. Those hurdles with home improvement projects, you know how it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That really expensive tool you only need once. Or just trying to find instructions you can trust. Sometimes it feels like you're totally on your own. It can, frankly, stop you before you even get started.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really the space Patio is stepping into. It's a new platform just launched this year, 2025. Its whole mission really is to make home improvement genuinely easier, more affordable too, and importantly, more connected. Think of it like a hub that kind of blends community learning and sustainability for your DIY stuff.
Okay, wow. That sounds pretty ambitious. How does Patio actually pull that off? Like, practically, how's it changing things for you, the listener?
Well, it's got quite a few layers to it. The core idea is letting you borrow and share tools right in your neighborhood. Need a particular saw for a weekend project? Maybe someone nearby has one listed. Or, you know, if you've got gear just sitting around, you can actually rent out your own stuff too.
Ah, interesting. So it goes both ways.
Exactly. But it's not just tools. The platform also has these bite-sized courses, quizzes too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn new skills sort of on your own schedule. And this is neat. If you hit a snag, there's a semantic search engine. It understands questions as like a normal person, not just keywords, you know, helps you find tutorials instantly.
Okay, like how do I fix a leaky faucet, not just faucet repair?
Precisely. Plus, there's a marketplace for buying and selling tools or even leftover materials from a project. And crucially, it helps you find local resources like tool libraries, maybe a makerspace nearby, those shared workshops.
Right, those community workshops, that makes sense. What's really interesting, though, is the story behind it. It's not just some abstract tech idea, is it? The founder, Julien Rioux, he actually worked as a carpenter for years, I think.
Yeah, that's right. 8 years in his family's construction business.
Yeah.
So he has that proper hands-on grounding. He's mixing that practical know-how with a real passion for DIY and, well, technology, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
His goal seems pretty clear. Make home improvement easier, sure, but also greener. You know, sharing instead of everyone buying everything,
mm-hmm.
and making it feel more like a community effort. It tackles that that feeling of being a bit lost or overwhelmed when you start something new.
That makes a huge difference. It feels less like just finding a tool, more like solving the problem faster.
Exactly. It's that aha moment. Instead of spending Saturday afternoon hunting for one specific wrench, it could be a quick borrow nearby. Frees you up to actually do the work, not just get ready for it.
Right. Okay, that community aspect sounds great. But let's be real, sharing valuable tools, how do they handle trust? And, you know, what if something breaks? That has to be a concern.
Oh, definitely. That's super important. And Patio seems to have put real thought into their trust system. They've got a solid review system like you'd expect, so you can see who you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
and a deposit hold system for security. Now, if a tool does get damaged, they say they handle it case by case. They get involved, talk to both the lender and the borrower, try to work it out fairly.
Okay. A mediated approach.
Yeah. And they're planning to add optional insurance down the line, which sounds like a smart addition for extra peace of mind. On the usability side, people seem to really like that semantic search we mentioned. Very intuitive. Though some feedback is they'd like quicker ways to filter, maybe by tool type or project. And it looks like Patio's listening to that.
Right, showing they're adapting. So, okay, let's bring it back to the listener. What does this all really mean for you, whether you're experienced or just thinking about your first project?
Well, simply put, Patio makes getting the right tools and the right know-how much easier. That's a powerful mix that helps build those connections with other DIY folks, with local resources. It just makes those big projects feel, less scary.
It's really about empowering you, giving you the confidence to tackle things, maybe more sustainably too. Focus on the creating part, not the struggling to get started part.
Yeah, it takes away some of that friction.
At the end of the day, Patio's unique value is pretty clear, I think. It's this intersection point. DIY meets community, learning, and thinking greener. It's like a shortcut, really, to being well-informed and properly equipped for whatever home improvement thing you've got planned. Saves time, saves money, saves hassle.
So maybe something to think about for your next project is this. How could platforms like Patio actually change how we think about ownership? What possibilities really open up when we lean more into sharing? Sharing tools, sharing knowledge for these everyday skills. Could it transform how we approach fixing up our homes one shared drill bit at a time?